The following podcast is scheduled for one fall. From the heart of Broadway in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, this is Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
But when the Reverend comes, gotta impress him.
I don't know whose house I'm at now, my dad's or my mom's.
Oh, welcome to Pro Wrestling Unscripted. Oh, God. On the Podzilla 1985 Network.
And, this is all my fault.
It's going to be one of those shows. My name is Shannon Young, Mr. 100. I'm your host for tonight. And with me, the usual crew, Dalton. Nope. I can't now. I'm thrown off. No, just great. The five-star man.
Yes.
Allie, not actually a bear.
Hello.
And the...
H-A, Dalton. Oh, D-A. Dalton Anthony.
I almost said the big A, but I was gonna say the word, and I thought, yeah. No, that's too far. I can't.
Exactly.
I can't. The big D, Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
And then tonight, of course, we have a special guest. We actually have two special guests. Didn't know this gentleman was coming. We got Jackson Crowley over on the side looking spiffy.
Yes.
I just want to say hi to him and for the fans out there. They're like, they loved when you were on last time. They really did. I got a lot of positive feedback. They hadn't heard you talk much, and they were like, oh, he's so nice. He's great. He's a great guy.
He can speak English.
And then we have Jason Wells.
Yes. Who also speaks English.
Sometimes.
Correctly. And well. His mic's on too, right?
Is my mic on? A testing and a one.
So you
and
did, you.
Yeah, but okay, so things get weird during test runs. So we just did CCW Live, and Jason teased us all with some huge announcements. A lot of people that are listening to this obviously had just listened to CCW Live, so they already know what it is. But for maybe of you guys that didn't catch it, on CCW Live, Jason, will you go ahead and just remind? We're going to talk about CCW later, but let's just start off the show with that big announcement real quick.
Okay. Well, I'll kind of give a little bit of the backstory about me and Barry going in and talking to Mr. Koff, who is the COO of Ring of Honor, and had a good conversation with him. He wanted to get involved with CCW to a point where he could kind of help us grow and help us get bigger. And that's really cool for him to take an interest in us like that, just an indie show. There's not very many, if all, indie organizations that he works with or does anything with. So it's really, really cool for him to do so. And he pointed us in the direction of his head booker, his head creative guy, the editor of the television show, Delirious, who I didn't know, but graduated from SEMO.
Yeah.
Went to Notre Dame.
Yep.
Had his whole career here. His family still lives here.
Yeah. Crazy thing, Delirious, just a quick story. When I was growing up, well, not growing up, but, you know, when I think I was in college, but I had friends that told me, yeah, there's this guy, goes by Delirious. He's trying to be a wrestler. And he knew friends of mine, and we had mutual acquaintances. And I didn't know much about indie wrestling, so I was like, oh, good luck, you know, with that. And then years later, dude's huge. So, yeah, that's really cool.
I also didn't know that he went to Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Because that's where I went. I had no idea that he
graduated from Notre Dame. One of your friends. Yeah. And he takes the mask off, and it's like, Pete?
No, for him to have that much time around this...
That got me.
For him to spend that much time around here and want to come back, it's really, really cool. Because I think... It does something. Me and Brandon Bobar were talking last night. And I was like, man, if you left and did other things and you become something like Delirious is.
Ricochet. Even.
Yeah. 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 And then you look back, you're always going to, you know, look at your hometown and what's going on. Because he wrestled here for Gateway Championship Wrestling back in the day and did all that stuff. Now, which I wasn't around for that, so I don't know, you know, what they drew, how, you know, but CCW is a different animal. I mean, we're outdrawing most indie companies that run weekly, monthly out there, you know, so we're pretty successful. You know, we have a great fan base. Having him come and give a seminar to our wrestlers is like, wow. And it's just not an hour seminar. He wants to do it for like 3 hours. He wants to set and go over stuff one-on-one with guys, you know, and help them get better. And it's an opportunity for our guys to do a seminar and show what they have in front of the booker for Ring of Honor. So it's a win-win, and it's awesome for him to look at our production, how we set everything up, and some of the things that we do. It's a big-time get for us. And at the same time, it's just the tip of the iceberg of what we're going to do at the Super Show.
That's what you said.
It's I like this is a huge. I'm not trying to undercut it at all, like with a joke, but I'm picturing a 3-hour seminar with Delirious, but it's Delirious doing it. So it's yeah. just the
no one's understanding what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. They're just like yeah,
yeah.
You've
never heard Delirious talk, Allie?
It sounds like you haven't.
I
no, that's, I have. That's what he said.
But you haven't like actually heard him talk.
Yes.
That's how he cuts his promos. Is yeah. just like he sounds like the Tasmanian
He sounds like
devil.
He's
but
delirious.
I've talked to Delirious and I've talked to Hunter. So,
what about Pete?
I've not talked to Pete yet.
That's a different guy.
Doesn't wrestle with shoes on.
So it's pretty cool because not only has Delirious coming in to do this, but we had just last month Jerry Lynn. Did a seminar with the guys, you know, ECW legend, right? Ring of Honor former champion. Had him on the podcast. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys for that. That was incredible. Billy Gunn did a seminar.
Yep.
So yeah, I mean, man, that's crazy.
Well, to bring those guys in and to give their experience, their expertise, their knowledge to our guys and take anything from it, it just helps our show.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, cause they can take it and they're just going to get better from it and the show's going to get better. The matches are already to me top notch, but if they can learn something and get better from that. It's a win-win for everybody. And who wouldn't love to see Brandon Bobwire on an ROH
right.
match, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Any kind of cross promotion that.
Exactly.
Man. You salivate when you think of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty excited because I'm excited to show my guys off to him too in the same sense. So,
and this, you know, I know a lot of people have messaged me and like, so what's up with Cape Championship Wrestling and Ring of Honor? That's all we can say right now, right?
Yeah. I mean, they're taking a step to work with us.
Right.
We reached out to them. They don't owe us anything. We advertise on their TV and you could tell at the last show, we definitely had fans for the first time coming there.
Right.
And I think a lot of it was because of the commercials and a lot of it was because of Barry.
Welcome.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
The voice. The man with the voice, man. Yeah.
Exactly. Absolutely. Barry set all that stuff up. His idea, put it all in motion and got it going. And, one day I was sitting around and I was like, you know what? We advertise with them. Why don't I throw something out and see if we can do it? Barry started talking to Michelle and it became a perfect storm almost. And for Mr. Koff to say, hey, absolutely, let's help you guys out. Thanks for advertising with us. And he was, when we told him of the crowds that we have, he said, man, it took us years to have more than 300 people at a mm-hmm. show. And I went to the Nashville show and it was, man, there was 1,000 people, 1,500 people there, which is really, really good.
Which is the goal line.
Yeah, it's the goal line. Yeah. And for me, I think I might be over-exaggerating. I think we're going to have 1,000 people at the Super Show.
Ooh.
Assuming I don't say anything terrible in the next couple of months, there's a good chance I'll still get to ring announce that show, right? I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
I want to make sure. Because I had a nightmare that former ring announcers came back and took my job.
Do you think that part of
coffee all over you.
do you think with the announcement that's coming on Saturday at When I Write, do you think that's going to like bolster to get that number up to where?
Yeah.
You're welcome.
The announcement is something that I think is going to be like, wow, I never thought that would happen. And I didn't think it would happen when I talked to Delirious about it. Because I requested it just to see if it was possible. And
It was like that negotiation thing where you throw out the highest possible and you go down from there.
But what I really want is like halfway there.
Right,
like,
that's what you expect.
But then they agree with the highest possible answer.
That's
fine.
Look. I kind of threw out what we could do and just to see if anybody was interested, and it worked out perfect. I mean, it's pretty cool. When it happens, you know, I can't, it's going to be one of those moments like the Ron Simmons things, you know, when he came out,
right.
When Brandon popped out of the box, you know, those
shocking moments.
Yeah.
Is this going to be after the main, or are you going to announce this during the show before?
We're going to announce it during the show. Cool. Yeah, you and Osby will do that right before intermission will be the announcement.
Awesome. And we're going to talk more about CCW later in the show. We're going to talk about One Night Riot. We previewed it on CCW Live. We're going to give our, you know, not to use wrestling terms, but of course that is kayfabe. This is legitimate, our thoughts,
unscripted.
And whatnot. Unscripted, yeah, as we do it. But we got some other news to talk about real quick. Let's get to that.
Let me pull CCW up Live on. Is very clearly scripted.
Yeah,
we plan
well, for the most part.
Yeah. We plan every word.
Yeah.
Although every week we do it, we get closer and closer to just doing this show, basically.
While you're looking that up, though, just real quick, do you think it's like, to me, I think my favorite part of this just kind of working relationship with Ring of Honor is it's another company looking at a company that's like on the rise and actually working with them and helping them, as opposed to what, from what I've seen on Facebook, just from between like stories people have told and like other people talking about promotions, like, it seems like it's pretty cutthroat where, like, there's not a lot of people working together because they just view it as competition. So for someone, especially someone like Ring of Honor, to be able to be like, no, this is good for the industry as a whole, because the more smaller indie companies like CCW that are thriving and just killing it is long-term better than, oh, well, maybe we need to.
Well, you kind of seen it with TNA. Like, they are, they will work with indie shows. You know, Jeff, when he was running it, Jeff Jarrett, he would come down and work with, I think it's called Tried and True, mm-hmm. I think. So it's in, like the Nashville area. He would come down and work with them, and he became part owner. And so they kind of worked together. WWE, there's, you know, what's the chance that I'm going to call and talk to Triple H?
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, like, there's, hey, Triples.
Yeah.
This is Jason Wells.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean.
TH.
But Mr. Koff is the Triple H of Ring of Honor.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, he is that guy. Legit. And, like I said, it just doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. For them to send their booker to our show. That's a pretty big deal.
So I'm going
to
ask a dumb question. Maybe it's not a dumb question. And is there any fear that they might go, oh, we want those guys and those guys? Are you worried that they might come in and say, oh, we want Brandon Barbed Wire?
Or is that like a best case scenario?
Yeah.
I mean, it's an opportunity. I would love it for Brandon.
Oh,
If Brandon left, I mean, if any of our guys go, it just gives us. I mean, let's face it. Kyle O'Reilly was here, but he was going to go to WWE anyway.
Right.
You know, he was going to be in NXT, EC3, same thing. Ricochet, we knew he was going to be a star. Getting those guys to perform before they go is a goal of mine. I like to scout and be like, okay, that guy's going to make it. He's going to be something. Jeff Cobb is going to be a star if he's not already a bigger star.
Right.
You know, so I want to get him here to say he was here to wrestle. That's kind of my I like doing that instead of going out and getting these established guys or, you know.
Kind of like with Glory Pro, where they get the bigger names to come in and wrestle. Or
yeah, Glory Pro, I mean, they've done so much. They're, you know, they have an excellent crowd. They brought in some of the top stars in the world.
Right. Naito was at the last show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, they do that, and that's great, and I know Moose is going to be there coming up, and
Moose is going to wrestle Jeff Cobb.
Yeah, Jeff Cobb. Yeah, I mean that's a huge match, and I know they run. I think every 3 months.
They try to do every month, like, or they were doing every month at one point, but yeah. They were like, it was kind of sporadic.
Well, yeah. And they like, I think now that it's Danny and KLD,
yeah,
like running,
I think
it,
they're trying to do every other month. I think they're doing May.
They're
and
doing
then
more.
July.
They're doing more spread out shows to give themselves more time to really kind of build towards things.
Yeah, and you got
to
do that. Like we're lucky enough where we can run a monthly show and we do pretty good at it. Every 2 months is kind of hard for us to keep a storyline going,
right.
and to keep the crowd involved. But we definitely wouldn't want to do an every week thing, just because it would be like insane crazy to have that many. To run that many shows.
I was going
to
ask if there's ever any, you know, especially with as much of the crowd as you draw and as popular as CCW is, if maybe you thought about doing two shows a month. What is happening?
I don't know. Someone is legit about to catch hands.
Jeez. This is Broadway, folks. Jackson, no.
Don't do it.
Jackson, don't do it.
Don't do it.
He's doing the creepy walk, too.
Put the pig mask on and walk outside.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Where did he keep the pig mask at the entire time?
So what was that question?
I don't even remember anymore. Let's get to the news. We'll get back to CCW here a little bit later. All right, first off, you mentioned Jeff Jarrett earlier, and this is the part of the show where we all go, well, we were wrong. because we very loudly.
So wrong.
Last so... week, I think I specifically said there's no way Jeff Jarrett's ever going to go in the WWE Hall of Fame. But we did say, to be in our defense, we did say that he deserved it.
You kept saying, like, before the show, like, as a joke. Like,
yeah, like you said, like, three or four times.
Oh, did you hear who's going to the Hall of Fame?
Jeff Jarrett. Going in. Yeah.
It's like, what? It's like, okay, yeah, sure. Who's the, and then it's because it's the, between the story of, him holding up Vince before the pay-per-view.
With China, right?
Holding up the Intercontinental Championship potentially, between TNA just in general and all of the, like, the Voodoo Ken Mafia.
I have something, whenever we showed Allie the things today, I mentioned a really great point about that, that we'll get to.
And then, like, even just with, like, recently with him kind of, seemingly being forced out of his own company and
personal
him going
troubles.
Through his own like personal demons. It like, it seemed everything kind of pointed at like, if he was going to go into the Hall of Fame, it's definitely not this year.
Right.
And then
Dalton, I think Dalton's the one that sent to the group chat because I remember your response specifically was no. Hashtag fake news.
Yep. This I isn't refuse real. To believe this. Yeah. This is a kayfabe news story.
But it's great because I was always, and I think Dalton too, we talked about it earlier. I've always been a fan of Jeff Jarrett.
Yeah.
You've always been a fan of Jeff Jarrett. I even loved his WWF run as, Dalton, go ahead. You've been practicing.
J-A-double-F.
Not J-A.
J-E-double-R-E-double-T.
I did it like four times today, being like, all right, cool, because last time I did that bit, I messed it up.
Yeah, now the lights are on. This is why you can't get say Austin Lane's catchphrase.
That's amazing. He's that guy on, what was that show called? Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Who gets the first question wrong.
What do you use to hammer a nail? A, a hammer. B, a nail. B, final answer.
I was so.
You spell Jeff. J A.
So we were watching the WWE produced highlight reel for Jeff Jarrett.
Mm-hmm.
And it started with him and Tennessee Lee and then went up to 2000s WCW. And I just remember looking at Allie and saying, and just so you know, that was like 5 years of his career.
Yeah.
Did I say something wrong again?
No. Did it include him breaking the guitar over Beetlejuice's head?
But it showed that afterwards.
Yeah.
He's walking backstage, and Beetlejuice calls him Slap Nuts. He hits him and says, that's Mr. Slap Nuts to you.
No, he turns around. He like, they have that altercation. They start to walk away. He hits him from behind.
Well, yeah, because he's a coward.
But yeah,
and Beetle's the baddest man.
He is.
I don't know if you ever heard that song, but look it up.
But since he's making the Hall of Fame now, I will be buying his action figure. They better give me the Don't Piss Me Off, Jeff Jarrett, because I don't want the weird shirt that Allie Britt mentioned. We all know the shirt I'm talking about. I don't want that elite.
The JJ?
The confetti.
No,
the confetti one. Yeah. The one
streamers.
That's just like the streamers.
Yeah.
Man, I don't want that one.
No, you're going to get Don't Tick Me Off, Slap Butt.
I made a figure of him back in like 99 with Owen Hart. It was a two-pack.
Mm-hmm.
And, I want that Epic Moments. But it was, it had the shirt.
Mm-hmm.
But since it was a kid's toy, and I'm not kidding, Mom bought this for me. It said, Don't Tick Me Off. And I remember looking at her being like, Mom, that's not what her shirt says. Like, it says don't piss. And then I got in trouble for saying piss.
Well, it's like when you get the Balls Mahoney toy from WWF and it was B Mahoney.
Yeah.
you forgot what I was going to say about Jeff Jarrett now.
I grew up watching Jeff.
Like, in Memphis, he was, before he went up to WWE, he was like the guy in Memphis. There was Lawler, then there was Jeff. And, Jeff was kind of like almost the Shawn Michaels. And I remember like, everybody talking like, okay, he's going to go there. He's going to be a huge star. And I mean, you don't realize he was a 6-time Intercontinental champion.
He's one of the greatest Intercontinental champions of all time.
Yeah. I mean, he's
slurred there.
Uh-huh. He's way up there. And then he had his WCW title run, which was a good run. Yeah. WCW. I mean, it was,
he was one of the best parts of a sinking ship.
Yeah.
The thing with Hogan. One of the most infamous moments in wrestling.
Oh, Bash at the Beach?
Yeah.
Oh.
The part that everybody misses is the talent that he developed. I mean, Bobby Roode,
yep.
AJ Styles,
Samoa Joe.
I love that's how they're spinning it, too. Like, WWE is flat out not, like, they're flat out saying, like, they're not giving him credit for starting their biggest American rival. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he provided a platform where a bunch of current stars kind of got their start.
Yeah.
It's like, just say TNA.
Yeah.
Everybody knows.
They've had Dixie Carter on when she was still with TNA.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Jeff Jarrett, I truly mean it, Jeff Jarrett's probably one of the most important people in wrestling history. He really is. Like, not only did
especially his, in recent wrestling history.
Yeah, yeah. And not only were his runs good, his run with Owen Hart was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
I loved the Don't Piss Me Off thing with the guitar, and, you know, that was great. The short hair, and I always took his music for my entrance in No Mercy. I had the Stroke as my finisher because I just thought that was the coolest move.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Jeff Jarrett was awesome. I'm so happy he's in the Hall of Fame.
How
yeah.
hard is it to get tickets for that?
What, the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
When is that, Friday?
Yeah, Friday
yeah,
night.
Yeah, it depends on – I mean, it's not hard.
Yeah.
And getting tickets.
And it's just
oh, you can?
Yes.
It's that thing too.
Be respectful.
It's
oh, well, I'm not going to go to the Hall of Fame and start chants.
No, we will fist fight the people who are trying to chant during the who are booing Roman Reigns. They will catch hands. It's the
luckily,
second time I've said
I,
that this
I
show.
They're rated E for everyone.
They are. One Hall of Fame, and that's when Ultimate Warrior got inducted. That's pretty.
So that would have been 30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was the guy chanting Brock instead of yes. Brock.
Well, wasn't that? But anyway, no. Like looking at this Hall of Fame, I think this would be a good one to go to.
Yeah,
because it's the same thing with Angle.
Dudley's Goldberg.
Yeah, Dudley's Goldberg. Jarrett is kind of the same thing.
Ivory.
With, like, Ivory.
Yeah.
Kevin Huntsberger from My 1-2-3 Cents. He posted a good thing. You know, what celebrity would you like to see in the wing this year? Mm-hmm. And he said that he liked both of our answers. I didn't see your answer, so maybe I missed it. I said Maria Menounos.
Mm-hmm.
Who did you say?
I said Maria Menounos.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Because it's someone who has a genuine love for wrestling. It wasn't someone who's just like, oh, you'll pay me how much to show up for
if
5 minutes?
Kid Rock doesn't go in, I'm not going.
Oh, oh God, if Kid Rock goes in, I am definitely going to that Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Thank you.
Motorhead? Yeah, Motorhead. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, Motorhead.
Oh, yeah, I know, because we still need the celebrity and we need the Warrior
usually they
Award.
Do. Yeah, and they usually do like a manager too.
Yeah.
God, I can't
so
think of
Snooki? Snooki's going in this year?
Aren't all of the managers already in
why
there? By
I,
now?
Why would I be 2-for-2 at WrestleMania's with Snooki?
Oh, you're not going now. If they say Snooki,
you're the one that put it out in the universe, so that's on you. You're the one out.
I've been the one saying Snooki in Hall of Fame for a while. All
right.
That's why no one likes you.
Dalton's out. Jonathan's in. Doing it. It's that thing where it's nice to see where, like, you know, Bruno Sammartino, Warrior for man. Everything that, you know, you can say about the man. But just like the fact that those bridges are being built again.
Jeff Jarrett.
Like, yeah. And so for Jeff Jarrett to be going in is huge for.
I feel like that kind of makes it like all bets are off. Anyone could go in.
Right.
Like anyone that burned their bridges.
Is Christian going in? Or was that last year?
Was it?
Christian hasn't won any.
I don't think Christian's gone in yet.
No, Edge
I don't know
went
why
in.
I felt yeah. like he was going in.
I feel
he's
like
a future one though.
I could
for
see
sure.
him, like, honestly, like, I could see him next year. Also with how these are going and the amount they've mentioned her, I would be shocked if China doesn't get announced either this year or next year.
It'll be next year.
Because I think she's one of the top. I mean, it's going to be the big surprise one, like Jeff mm-hmm. Jarrett. So I think they would save it.
That's,
and not to be morbid or rude, but since she's passed away, there's no urgency.
There's not like yeah, there's not yeah. like a
Paul Heyman for sure. Eventually, if you talk about managers,
yeah,
I can't think of any other managers that haven't already gone in. Maybe Sunny's in it, isn't she?
Sunny's in it. Yeah, because yeah,
oh,
she's
yeah,
in it. Yeah, shut up.
Yeah, nope.
We're not
going to
talk
we're
about
done.
It.
Yeah, that's fine. It's porn, Allie.
Fuji's in.
Heenan's in.
Brother Love
Blassie is in.
Slick is in. Right?
Slick.
Yeah. So
I don't know if Brother
Jimmy
Love
Hart.
Is.
And
no,
I think he is.
No,
is Cornette? Is Cornette? Is Cornette in?
No.
Because I mean, well,
last year was the first year he ever.
Because I was
going to
say, because he did the speech last year,
but he absolutely deserves it.
Oh.
Like Cornette. Oh, come on. Oh, Jason.
Civil War.
Come on, Cornette deserves it.
For what?
Coco, beware
the racket.
Okay.
The loaded racket?
Yeah, the loaded one.
That's so stupid.
Okay, speaking of managers, what the hell is your problem with Tennessee Lee?
All right, so I went back whenever I started listening to the Attitude Era podcast. I actually went back and watched the pay-per-views, and nothing was more annoying. And maybe it could just be that they were a heel and that was the point, but I hated the Jeff Jarrett as the country singer. Like, it was the second he went into Don't Piss
with
Me
My
Off.
Baby Tonight.
Exactly. Yeah. No.
We watched that video earlier.
Angle that it, after Jeff
it was,
left.
Yeah, it was really roadie.
It was the road dog.
Yeah.
No. It was the roadie.
Yeah, no.
Also, Tennessee Lee became one of my favorites in WCW.
Yeah, that went really well for
Colonel
him.
Colonel Robert Parker.
Mm.
It's just one of my absolute favorites. I remember the original storyline for the Harlem Heat. Do you know what the original storyline for Harlem Heat was?
No.
Oh.
So Colonel Robert Parker is like a Southern plantation owner, basically, right?
Oh,
he
I don't
was
like
gonna
where this
yep,
is
out in chains.
No.
Yep.
Yes. Yes.
That was going to be a thing.
And one was named Cole, I think, and the other, I don't remember what the other one's name was. This is a legitimate.
I don't think Booker T would have went for it.
He did G.I. Bro.
He did do G.I. Bro, yeah.
So? He was like Sergeant Slaughter. That's awesome. Congratulations. I mean, it's better than that.
Yep. Is General Adnan in the Hall of Fame?
I don't know. You beat Lesnar with him, so he should be. All right, so congratulations to Jeff Jarrett. It's a stacked Hall of Fame. We can't wait to see who else is going in. Moving on to it, because we ramble. Rich Swann and WWE have, quote-unquote, agreed to part ways.
Which bums mutually out. Agreed to part ways, and I think it's worth noting, especially after the Enzo thing, like WWE wishes Rich Swann all the best in his future endeavors. So they gave him – Enzo did not get that line.
He didn't do
line.
Anything.
Yeah.
I said that like when it first happened.
Yeah, because the week that it happened, you were on this podcast.
Everybody, dog Rich out because it's not what you think it is.
Were you surprised that it got released then?
No. The thing is, they're still going to be the people that are going to be not a big fan of Rich for whatever reason, even though the charges were dropped, and they would have buried him. And he probably requested a release. I don't know for sure, but more likely he's going to be, it's better for him to work on the indies and make money than to
and possibly
sit
go
around
back.
And maybe get a match on 205.
And he could go back. You know, a lot of guys
it's
that got
definitely
big
on the
indies.
Open door, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know who he's wrestling, but he's booked for a match soon. Like, I saw a poster and he was on it.
I don't remember who he was. And it is one of those things, too, where it's like, remember when they fired Daniel Bryan for the first time?
Where it's just that,
this is the situation. This is the public perception of what happened. Spent 6 months, a year rebuilding that goodwill, whether or not it needs to or is supposed to.
Meanwhile,
and then they bring him back in, if it like somewhere down the road.
Meanwhile, Hulk Hogan's still at home next to his phone, going, "Damn, brother,
he should stop turning down in Japan."
Ain't they forgot? Yeah. Oh, don't get me
for $750,000.
Makes me sad.
I don't think he turned down New Japan. I think New Japan was like, "We're not paying you that."
Hogan could have been in the Bullet Club, legitimately, but he wanted too much money because he's still Hulk Hogan.
Yes.
Makes me sad. Nick Aldis to defend the NWA Championship against your old friend Colt Cabana. Boom, boom,
boom, boom.
April 15th in Shanghai, China. That's cool.
Yeah, that's kind of nuts. Yeah. After he retained against CCW alum James Ellsworth.
Yes, he did.
They announced his next
CCW's just all over this.
His next title defense is going to be in Shanghai, which is nuts. That like because WWE just went there for the first time ever, like a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and now for NWA to be running a show there is super cool.
I think it's very important that the international stuff is super super important.
Yeah,
I love when they do that stuff.
I didn't put it on the list. Did you see the James Ellsworth thing?
I saw something of it, but I didn't read it.
He introduced the intergender championship.
Because I told Ali, remember I told you last night, James Ellsworth has an intergender title now.
Yeah, he's gonna go against Emma coming up.
So is this an Andy Kaufman style gimmick he's doing? I'm assuming.
Hopefully.
Yeah. I love the belt. The belt cracked.
I haven't seen it. Can you show it to me?
Oh, yeah. I'll pull it up.
It's a championship belt, but it's split. It's half blue, half red, or half blue, half pink.
Oh, that's kind of neat.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find it really quick.
Because apparently, like, there's a huge backlash. I didn't see the match. I didn't even know the match happened, but Tessa Blanchard versus Brian Cage happened, and everyone's losing their minds because it was a competitive match. And they're like, excuse you, look at Brian Cage, look at Tessa Blanchard. There's no way that could be competitive match. And I think my favorite response was that is like, says the fan who believes that the undead biker wizard who summons lightning with his fingertips is the best wrestler of all time.
I mean, if you can buy Rey Mysterio beating like Brock Lesnar, you can buy anything. And that's not a shout at Rey Mysterio. It's just, in reality, if you had a UFC fighter like Brock Lesnar going against a guy like Rey Mysterio, chances are Rey Mysterio wouldn't do well.
Yeah.
You know?
It's the Joey Ryan thing of like, if you buy into the Irish whip, you don't really get to say anything about wrestling being unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, that's my homework for the night. I want to find out why they call it an Irish whip. As an Irishman myself, I feel like I should know this.
Because that's the motion you use to throw them out of the bar.
Son of a bitch. Is that true? Or are you just making that?
Jonathan's over here just like called it.
I was going to get angry at you, and then I thought, is that real?
It might be. I don't know.
Jackson.
Who's?
Crowley.
With how old it is, like, that could very much work.
That's true.
That move was named, I think, when the Irish weren't super popular.
Actually, Fit Finlay
came
popular
up
with
now?
That. What's he was that? An innovator. Fit Finlay.
Fit Finlay?
Yes.
David Finlay?
That's the one. Did you see in WCW when he went through the table and half of it went through his calf?
Oh.
He gave him the drop foot.
I love what was it? Was it Fit Finlay versus, was it Finlay and Regal? Who was it at WCW? They literally promoted as like English versus Irish. They hate each other because
was it the one
of,
where they, that was, was that it was the one where they had to wrestle? Well, they did do this match. I know that for sure, but they wrestled in the parking lot and they literally were just like, oh no, it's getting too violent. And they keep panning up further and further and further until you can't see anything.
when are we going to hit in CCW? When are we going to hit WCW levels of let's try this out, even though it's a terrible idea? When are we going to have matches that take place on the back of flatbed trucks as they're driving?
It probably won't.
When are we going to have fights in graveyards?
First of all, we don't have money to burn like they did because they were just giving it away and nothing made sense. But I mean, no.
Yes. When are we going to imitate the company that went out of business for terrible decisions?
Yeah. When are we bringing in Hulk Hogan and Eric Bischoff to run it? Because you're doing a good job, but honestly, you know,
you haven't brought in the Nasty Boys yet. So.
Where's Val Venus?
How good are you?
Well, after
the Saturday.
Well, after Delirious sees, you know, the show that we put together, I might, you know, be gone.
Once the pressure's
off, might be gone. It might open it up for Hogan. Who knows?
I say, like, once the pressure's off, you can just do whatever you want.
Exactly.
Now.
Yeah. Exactly.
Moving on here. We talked about it last week. WWE pay per views are possibly to be dual branded, and that's official now.
Yeah, they
officially
was official.
And that they may have longer pay per views. Like Ali was saying last week, that the B shows could get longer.
Yeah, the
good job, Allie.
The Meltzer rumor was
no, Allie said it.
Allie was the first one to say.
Allie
it.
Was the first one to say. Hashtag Allie time.
The B shows are going from what Meltzer is assuming, because they haven't confirmed that yet. So the pre show is going to be an hour with two pre match shows, and then the core shows will be 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So they're up to. And it was either on Reddit or Kayfabe News or Botchspot or something where Vince McMahon's theory on football, make the games 2 hours. Vince McMahon's theory on pay-per-view, make all of them 5 hours. I still don't like this idea because I think they're only making room for the top feuds and the championships maybe because it's the tag team championships usually barely get on the pre-show anymore. So they're going to spend all of their time focusing on the top guys, and this is just going to hurt the undercard guys because on the TV shows building up to these dual-branded pay-per-views, they're really only going to want to focus on the feuds and matches that are going to be on the pay-per-views.
Mm-hmm. So you don't think extending the time is going to open up more spots for the lower card talent? I'd say that.
It's the other thing from Wrestling Observer where it's like it's going to look a lot like more like New Japan, where every match is a super crazy multi-man match to get to try to cram as many people on as possible.
And they kind of do that already. Like before the whole Divas Revolution thing, or I'm sorry, Women's Revolution, most women's matches were just, and it still kind of is, throw all of them together in like
a
tag match.
Or the one match was just champion and contender of the month.
Yeah.
And that's all you saw of it. So, and I like to
you
me.
You know, it's because SmackDown's like kicking the crap out of Raw, like
in
original and.
I disagree.
Oh my God.
The last few weeks, SmackDown has bummed me out.
I haven't seen either of them this week.
They've just been with the women. They've just been doing the Riot Squad are trading wins with insert three women's wrestlers here.
Yeah.
I think the Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn versus Shane McMahon thing has just drawn on.
Is that still going?
Yep. Yeah. So there's a 5-way match at Fastlane, which is the SmackDown pay per view.
A 5-way.
When Dolph Ziggler walks away with the championship
again
and ruins WrestleMania the world.
Shinsuke Nakamura hasn't been seen on SmackDown since he won the Royal Rumble. Rusev hasn't been on the last 2 weeks.
Wait, hold on.
He wrestled.
Who did?
Nakamura.
Did he wrestle?
He tagged up with AJ, and they went against Sammy and Kevin.
Oh, that's right. They did do that. I think, but it's been like 2 weeks that he's been on. But like the fact that Rusev hasn't been on in 2 weeks, like that blows my mind.
Does it really though? Does it really?
Oh no, not at all.
He was on the mixed match challenge,
and they won.
Yeah. And they won.
Yeah, him and Lana.
Lana's
first victory.
Is the best. Lana number one. Yeah. I was excited.
Now imagine if she was on the show that mattered.
I mean.
It does matter.
Speaking of Raw, how about that? How about that match on Raw?
Which one?
The one that you just admitted you didn't see?
The Gauntlet match. I saw bits and pieces.
Forget the Gauntlet match. Just John Cena and Seth Rollins,
or Roman Reigns awesome. And Seth Rollins.
Yeah. Anytime John
Seth Rollins.
Yeah, yeah. Anytime John Cena and Seth Rollins are in a ring together, as long as he's not breaking John's nose, is amazing.
No, I'm fine with it.
That
take him down a little peg, you know.
That put Seth back on the map from being just a tag team guy that they were trying to just find something to do.
The Jason Jordan experiment?
Yeah, to saying, oh, this guy is still pretty
over.
Well,
that over,
and
the promo
legit.
He cut, I think it was before Raw, and it was just online. It wasn't one that was on TV, but he cut a promo that I did watch that was just pumped up and fiery.
And that's something that like this week's Raw did really well, is they talked to pretty much everyone in that match, and every single promo, like, absolutely built towards Elimination Chamber in WrestleMania. Like, every single one of those guys, all seven of those guys in the chamber match, has a legit reason and is legit believable to win the match.
So, speaking of promos, I just noticed this, like, last week. What are your thoughts on the, and maybe we've talked about it before and I browned out, but the promos that they do on SmackDown, especially, and I've seen them on Raw, too, where it's just them holding the phone and cutting a promo, and then the words show up on the screen and stuff. Do you like that?
I'm torn on it. Like, so, the one with the words showing up, I don't think works for everybody, but like the Usos, it fits them.
I thought it was an Uso thing at first.
Because they do that thing where they're in like the foggy, like back room, and they're not just holding it. The selfie promo, on the one hand, I like the idea of it's just like, okay, you're not going to give me time, so I'm just going to record this thing, and then they end up using it. But at the same time, like when Miz did it, great. Miz is the kind of person who would be cutting a promo into his phone. But when people like Braun Strowman do it, I'm kind of like,
Plus, I mean,
the fact that they're giving guys time to actually give their motivations for what they're doing, and these feel way less scripted than what we get when they're doing like either in the ring or even just talking to a backstage interviewer.
Well, I was gonna say, like, do you feel sad that it feels like there's less of an emphasis on the backstage interviewer because of this?
Not really.
And considering that you and Dalton are both backstage interviewers for like an alley for CCW, I don't know. Like when I've tuned in to see promos, I've seen more of the cell phone stuff than here I am with, you know?
And that's kind of where I vary on it, 'cause I'm not a big fan, like with the words popping up, there's something about that I'm not a big fan of. Whenever it's the...
I thought they only did that on the challenge though.
No, they've been doing it on SmackDown.
But like, I don't know. I'm more of a fan of the old school promo of like, there's an interviewer, question, answer.
Right.
Things like that. Don't get me wrong. When the Shield was doing it with like the video camera.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Like those were awesome, but it also fit those characters. They were not WWE superstars. They're just mercenaries that are being hired out by whoever.
Right.
That fits for some, I don't know. It's just something about it being on a cell phone that I'm just like, or like that kind of selfie thing that I'm just not.
Does it seem cheap?
Not that. Yeah, I guess a little bit.
If it was only one person doing it, it would look kind of cool. Like, that would be their thing.
Like, yeah, it was
like
Mrs.
But like everybody does. It's like, okay, you guys can't afford cameras.
Right. Perfect, that's the feeling I got from it.
Perfect example. Like, if Tyler Breeze would have been doing that in NXT with his selfie stick, like, that's how he did all of his promos.
That'd be amazing. Yeah.
That would be, like, that would fit for that character. If the Shield were actually the Shield proper from 3-4 years ago. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, no, do that. But when it's, like, Braun Strowman or, like,
Baron Corbin.
Somebody like that, like, no, that's... There's a formula that I like personally, and it's a taste thing. That's what this all is boiling down to. But I just really like the old school promo style more.
See, and I like that. It's just like, aside from Renee Young and like when they still let Tom Phillips do it, and who's the other guy? Mike Rome,
yeah.
Like they're okay. Renee Young is amazing.
Right.
Like she's the best backstage interviewer I think WWE has had since Mean Gene.
Mean Gene. Yeah.
Like I love her. I think she does
better than Kevin Kelly.
Yes.
Better than Jonathan Coachman.
Oh.
Better than... And, like, here's the thing.
Only because Renee Young is a character without feeling like a character.
She seems organic.
Like, there was clearly... Like, there was always the coach.
Yeah.
But Renee Young is her own character, and she clearly has her own, like, biases, but they don't come... Like, you don't notice them until you... I don't know. I think the way she does it is really subtle.
The stuff she did with Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
I thought it was really, really good because he would tease the Ambrose thing with it. And I thought that was really good, her reactions. But I enjoy her. None of the other people really like do much for me. Mm-hmm. They're just there. The other girl,
Dasha.
Yeah.
Like, Dasha Bot 2.0.
There's also Charlie Caruso, I think, is one of them.
Yeah. But
Charlie's good.
Yeah.
Like they're all good, but like none of them really stand out.
There's nothing that sets them apart.
Right.
Like
and so
the
I
old
think,
Mean Gene, like, Mean Gene was so good.
I clearly don't want them to completely replace backstage interviewers with this format because I think both can serve a purpose and both can be useful. I like it just because it does kind of mix things up and it kind of makes the show feel fresh as opposed to just every single time, you know, hi, this is who I like and joining me at this time. But
also from that, Seth Rollins now holds the record for the longest time wrestled in a single televised match.
Yes, 65 minutes and change.
And that's insane.
Because
match went, what, about an hour and a half?
An hour and 6 minutes is what the total was.
So he wrestled for an hour and five, and it went for
that
an
doesn't
hour
seem
and
right.
six?
106 minutes. 106 minutes is not an hour and 6 minutes.
Oh, well,
it's an hour and 46 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
You just don't want to break it down and tell everybody.
There's my stupid brain. Every time you said 106, I thought hour and six.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that we...
I was laughing.
Okay, so
no, you can't even spell Jeff Jarrett. Jackson. Try it again. Try it again.
J E double F J A double R E double T. Go F yourself.
Oh, you like it's. I could. I'm genuinely surprised you had your eyes open during that.
Yeah. With, I didn't. Like, I was just. I was just.
Those wheels were just struggling to go.
There was smoke coming out of his ears.
Yeah. So almost 2 full hours of a gauntlet match. Seth Rollins wrestled for 65 minutes. The previous record holder for longest televised match was Rey Mysterio entering number one at the Royal Rumble and making and going all the way through.
And he killed it too.
Yeah, because the difference is, you know, with Rey Mysterio, like half of that match he was laid out. Like so
you could be in the corner. Yeah.
Seth Rollins was doing a one-on-one match.
But I mean
with two different
they've done an Iron Man match on TV too.
For an hour, but the thing of it is that was SmackDown. And so you really can't are you talking about Angle Lesnar?
No, this was recent, like more recent. I think it was on Raw, and I can't remember the match.
They did 30-minute Iron Woman match.
Yeah, that's the one you're thinking of.
Was that what I'm thinking of?
Yeah, maybe? Charlotte. Because they
did
Sasha.
They did an hour long Iron Man match in 2000, and it's one of my favorite matches of all time. But it's Lesnar, Lesnar Angle, and it was like
White Rock was the best.
That was good.
Oh, I'm sorry, Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart.
No, I still think the best Iron Man match was Lesnar Angle. But no, that was on a SmackDown, and you have like the commercials, and it was also SmackDown at the time was pre-taped. Mm-hmm. So you kind of like they wrestled the entire time that you were watching them. But I don't know if it was an hour; it could have been actually like 45 minutes.
Plus with those Iron Man matches, every time they've done a draw, or every time it's been even at the end, it's just gone to a draw. Like they didn't do like a sudden death, right. So there wasn't overtime. So,
this is stupid, but when I was younger, I legitimately thought that when wrestling went to a commercial, they stopped wrestling.
That's what my grandpa did not like wrestling. Like anytime I was over at their house and like it was Monday night and I wanted to watch it, he would just be like, "This is the and then it would go to commercials. Like you know, they're just like sitting there talking now.
That's what my dad said too, and I believed it that they just stopped.
See, and I didn't.
They just sat there and talked.
The reason that I knew they didn't is because of all the people there.
They're all in on it.
Because it's the wrestling fans now moving to golf or whatever that one was.
Yeah, there's some guy that come out and just say, "All right, guys, we're at commercial. Don't tell anybody. We're just gonna hang out for
seven things."
Kind of like what they're doing now, where they show the commercial on the side. Like,
I love that. Yeah, I love that.
Now, Asa, there's another interesting note about that match with Seth Rollins that I found very funny. If you want to tell everybody,
was the Lesnar one,
the Lesnar thing.
Oh, yeah. Someone on Reddit pointed out that Seth Rollins spent more time wrestling in that match than Brock Lesnar has since WrestleMania 33 total. By like 2 minutes.
Wow.
I mean, get in, get paid. You know, don't stick around.
And we all.
He don't get paid by the hour, people.
No, he's not Jeff O'Dell. He doesn't get paid by the word.
Exactly. So. We can all pretty much assume that Reigns is going to win this Elimination Chamber.
See, and that's
and speak for yourself.
Is it so, like, that's what I love about this Elimination Chamber is that. Reigns was absolutely a foregone conclusion last week. But now I genuinely, the only person that I don't, that I know for sure, the only two people I know for sure are not going to win are Elias and Miz.
Yep.
Like, those are the ones that they're not going to build around.
And I think Cena too. I think Cena doesn't need it. I think
Cena has that Taker match this year.
Right. I mean, yeah, but like, I mean, I could absolutely see that.
I think Balor's not going to win either.
I mean, Balor is like, I mean, there are tiers
there's
of people
Balor
that I think
and
will
Miz.
Win.
Yeah, but Balor and Miz are like dark horses.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can tell you right now, it's going to be Finn versus just the way they set everything up.
And there's stuff on like Twitter and Instagram too. Yeah,
that'd be a great match.
Yeah, the Miz Taraj versus the Balor Club. Not Bullet Club.
The Balor Club.
Yeah,
I like the name Balor Club. Sounds cool.
Yeah, because it's like Cena's promo on Raw about like needing to win the Elimination Chamber to even be on WrestleMania. Like, yeah, that makes sense. He just you know, he's got pinned clean his last 2-3 matches.
Because he's the guy that would just come on and say, "I got this match now."
Right.
And there was a specific promo we were pissed about where Cena came out and was the number one contender. And he just said, "It's because I'm John Cena."
Yeah.
We were so mad about it.
It was against AJ Styles, yeah.
Yeah.
So
it was irritating.
Like Roman, I think Roman is the heavy favorite, but I will be pleasantly surprised, but not totally like, I can't believe they did that if Cena, Balor, Strowman win it.
I hope Strowman wins.
I would I Strowman is who Strowman and Balor are the two that I really, really want to win.
I think Strowman Lesnar though is a money match for Mania. You know, I'd love to see Balor do it, but I really think Strowman versus Lesnar.
I think Strowman Lesnar, and then you put Roman and Seth versus the bar.
Or maybe even Roman versus Seth, depending on what happens in the chamber.
Just no to Seth Rollins in the bar. ever again.
Is it the Usos versus the New Day?
Oh, good news on SmackDown. They're reliving one, or they're getting one more chapter in that storied feud. I'm so mad about it.
I mean, you say that like it's not going to end up as a fatal four way again.
Yeah, that's right.
Because Bludgeon Brothers and Gable Benjamin are going to get added to that.
Hey, we got other news too. Kenny Omega's announced for the Jericho Cruise.
Yeah.
Yay.
It's less impactful now that they wrestled at friggin' Wrestle
Because
Kingdom.
We thought that's where it was going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's also jam packed. Jason, you going to that one?
No.
No? No Wrestle Cruise for you?
Ace and I looked at the tickets. It's a hard pass.
How much is it?
Enough.
Expensive.
Jackson's shaking his head no frantically.
It's like $500 to $600 a person. Depending on how many people, you can get it as low as like $400 a person.
Oh, sweet.
If you go with like 10 people.
I don't know 10
people.
All
right, there's six of us right now.
That's half of the Rumble, Riot.
WrestleMania is significantly cheaper. Like for the entire weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
Rolling with me, it is.
Yeah,
we got
Super Saver Jason.
Also,
over
I'm
here.
Really mad at myself because I told myself like three different times there was a reminder on my phone to pull money out of the ATM for you.
No.
For 10, because I knew you were going to be here tonight.
He needs that money. He needs money. He's got announcements to make. His announcements ain't free. Speaking of Cruz, Apollo Cruz.
Nope,
you're wrong.
You said his name wrong. You added something.
I was going to say, Apollo Cruz is now just Apollo.
Yeah.
See, that's the segue. We talk about Cruises and then Apollo Cruz. And he's now just Apollo.
Yeah.
And Allie, what the hell's going on with him and Titus Worldwide?
Well, I was going to say, Apollo is a table because he did the bit. That was also in Psych the Movie, which I enjoyed.
If your precedent is Psych the Movie for that bit has been around since comedy's been around. I saw it on Hee Haw. I did watch Hee Haw. Psych was much better.
Thank you.
Except I do.
Rory Clark was off.
I love Rory Clark and was it Granny May? What was her name?
Yeah.
Was it Granny May?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Granny.
You don't
I
know
think just
TV until you
no,
saw
No, Granny
Hee-Haw.
Was Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh, was it Beverly Hillbillies?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Shit. Because whenever I think of it, now I just get my Simpsons mixed in with it. Anyway, long story. All right. We talked about Raw and SmackDown a little bit. Is there anything else from that we want to mention, really hit on real quick?
No, because Fastlane is going to have the 5-person championship match. Gable and Jordan got screwed over by the referee again. Gable did this thing on Twitter, though, where he took the footage of Kofi interfering with the referee, but then superimposed a referee making a 3-count while Xavier Woods was being pinned, and the referee wasn't seeing it and like counting as the 3.
Well, didn't it look completely ridiculous? That's why it was
No, fun. It actually looked really good.
Oh.
Like, it was surprisingly well done. But it's also like, I like that feud just because I like the story of them constantly getting screwed over. But it's that thing where it's like, oh, so you, cause they're flat out saying the thing that we always complain about of, so instant replays only matter when you want them to matter.
Right.
It's like, oh, that's infuriating to see. But now it's a actual story.
I also want to go back. I meant to mention this earlier with the Apollo Crews thing. Mm-hmm. Why do they hate last names so much in that federation? You know, Rusev used to be, was it?
No,
Alexander Rusev?
That was the first name they got. They take off first names, too.
Same, yeah, because Cesaro was Antonio Cesaro.
Finn Balor would probably just be Balor at some point.
No.
Which isn't bad. I mean, Balor's cool. It's Irish mythology.
But Finn, on top of it, is even more Irish mythology.
Yeah.
Why do you hate Irish people, Shannon? Why are you trying to erase their history?
Why do they hate last names? Jason, how long before Braun Strowman just becomes Braun? And I mean that legitimately. I could totally see them dropping Strowman. Because Strowman just sounds kind of weird anyway.
Yeah, and he yells his first name. So,
just
yeah.
Braun. Yeah.
What's that sound like, Allie?
Braun.
Holy
It's
shit.
Uncanny.
Jackson's never heard here. That before. He thought Braun, he looked around like he was ready to fight.
Yeah.
He didn't want to catch those hands.
I didn't watch either Raw or SmackDown, so I have nothing to contribute to this.
They did more of the Shane and Daniel Bryan feud.
Yeah.
The United States Championship feud, have you been following that at all?
I don't even know who the United States Champion
is. This is a feud based on the top 10 rankings in SmackDown.
Who's the champion? I don't even
Bobby
know.
Bobby Roode.
Oh, okay.
And it's the dumbest thing. So Jinder Mahal is trying to start drama between Randy Orton and Bobby Roode by saying that Bobby Roode didn't vote for Randy Orton to be in the top 10, but he voted for himself. And it's the stupidest. I don't understand it. If that's the whole purpose of this top 10, because initially the top 10 ranking thing was kind of neat.
Yeah.
But the number 1 and number 2 are the champions already. So that doesn't make a lot of sense. Cause
the New Day shouldn't have been on there. That was kind of stupid.
And then, so yeah, now Jinder Mahal is like trying so hard to be like, oh, he didn't vote for you. Did you know he didn't vote for you? And so
it's legitimately high school now.
Right. And that's why now it's going to be Bobby Roode versus Randy Orton for the United States Championship, which I think that'll be a good match, but I'm also pretty sure Jinder Mahal is going to get injected into it.
Injected?
Interjected. I don't care. I'm tired.
Like, you know, injected, like.
Like I don't Roman know what Reigns. You're getting at.
Like Roman Reigns.
Any day now. Any day now, that guy is going to break that news wide open.
He is.
He's been prepping for weeks.
He's on the cusp of it. All right, we got Elimination Chamber this Sunday.
Yep.
And it's... I know.
Also, The Walking Dead. Coming back north.
Is that coming back? Or
yeah,
is that...
that'll be on. Yeah, I'm excited about that.
I was done with that show when they killed Shane off. Wow. Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah, I gave up. I gave up in the prison. I've tried to go after Cervello left.
I got past the farm. When they went to the farm, that's when I left.
Comic Con star.
When the old guy died.
No, I don't think I
Santiago. Santiago.
Oh, I'll never forget that dude's name. I don't think I ever.
Oh, you talking about the guy from Comic Con?
Yeah. No, we literally.
He was in the prison.
He was in that one scene.
Yeah. He's a feature actor. Yeah. No, because on the wiki page, like he had a name.
No, yeah, the fan wiki page.
The fan wiki page, he had a name.
Mm-hmm.
But then whenever you go on the IMDb page, for one, I don't think he was on there with a name, just unaccredited guy number three.
Yeah, he was just prisoner or whatever.
Yeah, number three. But if you like check on his thing, there's a name, there's a backstory.
So, yeah.
Jason, were you a fan of this man?
He was.
Are you talking about
Santiago?
I mean, he's cool or whatnot. I don't know him.
There was that one time, and I think it was at
The panel for CCW
where he said he wanted to come in and just show what he could do and all that. That we really thought, oh God, is he going to wrestle now? And then we never saw him again.
Well, we'll see him in a couple months.
Here's the thing. That's true. Like, oh yeah. No, we won't. Here's the thing.
Not anymore.
And I don't have a problem with the guy. I think he's pretty cool.
Super
like,
nice.
Yeah, super nice. And he's involved in wrestling in Tennessee and stuff like that. But as you know from being on the CCW page, there's a lot of people that want to come wrestle.
A lot of people want it. Yeah. Every day I see at least two or three new messages that's like, hi, my name is this. I really want to get involved with it. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to Zach Price, you know, who's our cameraman for CCW and works with us on Chaos. And he was like, yeah, do you ever read those? And I was like, I don't. I really don't. It's not my business.
Some guy asked yesterday, hey, how are you? His name was something Riot. And,
yes, I saw it. I saw
yeah,
name,
and he's yeah. like, how can you have a Riot without Riot? And I was like, hey, man, send your resume, and we might have some openings around 2020. And that's all I said to him. Like,
when Henry was here, and he was talking about reffing, mm-hmm. and I was like, dude, send him a message. Like, you may not get a response right away. Just send him a message, because he's been listening to CeeLo. CeeLo's been kind of telling him, okay, CeeLo said he could train him. And I'm like, that's cool. I'm sure CeeLo, like, very knowledgeable of it. Mm-hmm. But you want to talk to Jason or one of those guys because they know the best. So he sent the message. And then as we're standing there, he goes, oh, hey, they already replied to me. And I was like, does it say, hey, we try to get back to you as soon as possible? He's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, that's the automated message.
Yeah. Well, luckily, you know, the whole training thing is going to be really good. That is pretty much, like, if you don't have any experience, that's the only way that you're really going to get like a in here, because even Hollis, I tell this story all the time. Hollis was a guy that just showed up and he came in to fill a spot, and he drove all the way from Kansas City, worked the show. And then that night he went, and took down the ring and stayed there till like midnight helping take down the ring. And I was like, that's the guy I'm going to book him. From now on, I'm going to use him, and he's been here ever since. And stuff like that does a lot when you show dedication, because you're just not going to walk in here and just go start wrestling
guy.
Or do something here. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to earn your spots. You're going to have to help out. You're going to have to, you know.
We have people that ask us, like, you know, we want to work with CCW and stuff like that. And, you know, how'd you guys do it? Like, it took a while. Like, we just did it as fans. And then we asked, hey, can we help out with stuff? And, you know, we've been doing this with you guys for a year and a half, almost 2 years. So, mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Even like the thing that I'm still surprised, because like one of the nights that Dalton and I were helping take down the ring, mm-hmm. Jeff O'Dell told us, he's like, you guys are paying dues right now that a lot of people, like a lot of wrestlers, don't bother to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just like, and that was like surprising. Yep. So like, it was surprising to hear that it's like,
It's true. I mean, that's nowadays in wrestling, you can train for a month and then you're automatically wrestling. If you're a girl, you almost a week, you know, like they're just so, everybody's so, hey, we want to get you out there. That's just not how I do stuff. And I mean, that might work for someone else, but that's why we have the roster that we do. We just don't let anybody come in here wrestle.
And because it was the thing where it's like, I didn't even think of it as like paying dues. Like I wasn't doing it because I thought I was supposed to, just like we saw they were shorthanded and we wanted to help out.
Yeah.
And it's like, it would like, we weren't doing
it. You got to look at like Jeff O'Dell is out there and he's helping take down the ring, put it up. Mm-hmm. And he's also managing
one of the biggest five or six,
yeah, five matches, you know, yeah, three matches, whatever it is a night. And he's out there doing all that. I mean, there's not a guy on our roster that if I asked him to help take down the ring, he wouldn't be there. That's the difference. You know, our guys are pretty like, you know, yeah, sure, man, whatever you need.
Everybody's pretty dedicated.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's because they realize what they have. Like, and I'm not taking it like, oh, we're the greatest thing ever, but we are something special. And there's 100 million indie companies around just in Tennessee. And you can go there. You
most of them run by Sarge. Yeah.
You can't spit without hitting an indie company. And here it's, and he, you know, Jackson will tell you, like, he's been around a long time, seen a lot of stuff, but to come here, it's almost, I was talking to Austin Lane about this. Some of the guys he worked with, like, their goal is to get here. It's not Ring of Honor, you know, it's not TNA. It's, I want to be good enough to wrestle for CCW. And that's pretty cool to be in that spot. And that's just because of the, you know, the guys and how great the matches are and the roster that we have.
It's, yeah. I said it on Facebook that we don't say it a lot. We don't say it as much anymore just because we're all so busy with stuff. But how blessed, you know, myself and Dalton and Allie and Asa feel working with you guys. It's amazing. You know, and we don't even think of it. I don't know about you guys. I still don't even think of it as, oh, wow, look how big this company is, like how popular it is. I still think of it as Cape Girardeau's homegrown place. And we love these guys. We love Jackson. And we mm-hmm. love Hollis and those guys. And they're just good people. And we like being around you. Which one's not a good person, Dalton?
I didn't say anybody.
Okay.
Can't believe you say that about Hollis.
Jackson turns around. Well,
that's who I was doing it towards. Oh. He was messing with something.
Let's talk about CCW.
Yeah.
We do have Extreme.
Extreme Rules is
Elimination Chamber on Sunday.
Yeah. First ever Women's Elimination Chamber match.
Which is huge.
Asuka versus Nia Jax. If Nia Jax wins, she's added to the
Chamber, isn't it?
Or, no, she's added to the WrestleMania match.
Oh, yeah.
Ronda Rousey's contract signing will be...
Which is huge, but I feel like that's something we should talk more about when it's over. Let's see.
No, definitely.
I love Ronda Rousey.
Go ahead. Same.
I'm trying to think of... Don't at me.
I don't know if it's been made official or not, but I feel like the pre-show is going to be Titus Worldwide versus The Bar for the Tag Team Championships.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
Gotta
get that tag match in there. Yeah. Hey, you know, can I just say, there was a time when I really thought Sheamus was done. Like, I thought the way they were talking, that he wasn't going to wrestle anymore. Mm-hmm. So I'm really happy that he's still doing it.
The spinal stenosis thing.
Yeah.
Apparently it's early. Like, they're catching it early enough that it's not a, like, total career ender. Good. It is something that will probably shorten his career, but it's not. Clearly, if it was an issue, he would not be wrestling.
Right. I love his work with Cesaro so much.
Yeah.
Like, what a great tag team.
And to be honest, when you put a guy in a tag team match, it makes it. It furthers their career.
Extends it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because they're not taking on that one-on-one damage that they normally would, and it really helps them out. So I think Cesaro could be on his own very easily, but it's really cool that they
Vince
got...
Vince doesn't.
Yeah. It's good that...
You're not wrong.
It's good that they're working together because it really does help Sheamus out. And even if he is hurt, gets him out there a little bit longer.
He can get covered. Yeah. And I just love that team. The intro, the music, everything. That's just great.
We are the Bar.
I'm still heartbroken about Tyson Kidd. Like, I love the Bar, but, like, I love
who?
The Bar.
Natalia's husband.
Oh, okay. The cat guy. Okay.
The cat guy.
No, that's Pete Dunne. Or wait a minute. No, that's Will Ospreay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pete Dunne, Will Ospreay, same thing.
Same guy. Yeah. Both British. All right. Is Will Ospreay British?
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on. CCW. One Night Riot this Saturday.
Dominoes.
I thought he was Australian.
Right outside here. Did you order that?
No, they're probably getting jacked, though.
By that dude.
the screaming dude. Yeah.
So tonight I've gotten messages while we've been talking. Osby's messaged me. Justin Smart's messaged me. Everybody wants to talk to Mr. Well, they want to talk to Jason, but he's here with me. So CCW.
Oh, yeah, he worked in Australia with that one super shady promoter.
Yeah, no, he's from England.
It's another story for another time there.
We talked about it before.
CCW, One Night Riot, this Saturday. Yes, Osby, my God, he keeps messaging me. You there, Big Pimpin? Yes, what's up? Hold on.
Hey, respond with recording a show. We'll get back to you later.
Yeah, or you can just say, where's Jason's videos?
Tell him to listen to PWU tonight now.
Yeah.
I'm saying recording PWU with Jason. Where's his videos?
So Saturday, February 24th, Cape Girardeau, AC Brazé Arena.
Yes.
So One Night Riot. I liked Cage Chaos too. I did. It's a good show. I'm glad the cage is gone though. Me too. It's cool, but I prefer my wrestling in a ring. One man. Another man.
It's kind of like we have a thing now. Like I think One Night Riot is going to be a like something that we do every year.
Yes.
So two night riot, three night riot.
Yeah. One night riot, two.
One night riot, three.
One night riot, 3-2.
Roman numeral.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be one of those, like, oh, man, the cage host takes a lot out of everybody.
He's working on them right now, by the way.
Okay, good.
Barry is out back flamethrowing the cage.
No, he wasn't.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I was picking.
You were flamethrowing it while Barry
was flamethrowing it. Yes. And Dalton was picking it while Barry supervised.
Without any physical.
Yes. Yeah. And it was just so, when I got done that night, I was just tired. Like I was wore out, but it was great because it's something cool. The fans get to see a whole night full of cage matches.
It was a sight.
Yeah. It was a sight to see.
The cage almost killed us if we tried putting it back in the trailer.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Do we not remember when we took the cage off and it landed squarely on my head?
No, but what I'm saying is like it was shifting as we were trying to put it back on.
Yeah, and it apparently the trailer was just ice.
Yeah, no, it was
I learned the hard way, but I still did not fall. Yeah,
because the first person said, "Hey, watch out, it's icy." And then Jason over here in his infinite wisdom followed suit and almost fell the exact same way.
I thought they were talking about that rap song. I'm so
icy. Icy baby.
Icy baby.
It's so icy.
Icy baby. I'm so icy, you know.
I've never heard that song.
Yeah,
I'm not hip.
It's about jewelry.
It's expensive to be icy. Yeah.
Oh, God. We're back in a ring. Just a ring.
Yes.
Less matches on this one than usual. Was it just five matches? Six?
Five matches, and then the riot.
But the one match, the main event, the riot itself, which was that actually the name for it, or did we just come up with that randomly on this show tonight?
Yeah, it works out.
I was gonna say, I think we just started calling it the riot match.
That's a great name for the match, the riot match. Instead of calling it the rumble.
Because even though it is like an over the top battle royal match, and like everyone's gonna compare it to the rumble match, mm-hmm. it gives it its own identity,
as opposed
to just calling it, you know,
because there's a million. I know when we announced it, everybody's like, well, there's a million battle royals, and I didn't want it to be a battle royal where everybody just starts in the ring. Mm-hmm. No, I want it to be where every 90 seconds you get a new guy in, and I think some of the matchups you're gonna see, some of the surprises.
I'm excited about those matchups. Yeah,
and
people you don't see normally go at it.
Yeah.
How do you? Because watching the Royal Rumble this year always makes me wonder how much harder is it to piece together, like, to get the timing right, who the order of who's going in. You know, on top of like the ultimate you have, because clearly you kind of, I'm assuming you start out with who you want to win, and then or who you decide to win, but then to be able to get there with 20 different people. How hard is it, a boring, everyone's punching each other slowly type thing?
No, it is basically you're putting together probably about 12 different matches, short matches, and one big match. So it definitely was more difficult than anything, because I've never put a match together like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was different, but it was also really cool too, because, you know, figuring out, okay, this is what, when he comes, this is what's going to happen. He comes. Yeah, it was really cool to put that together. So hopefully it turns out well and everybody enjoys it. And, you know, the match in general, I think it's going to be really cool.
How many surprise entrants do you have? And I don't want you to tell me, because, you know, there's an element of surprise.
Why'd you ask me?
are you an oxymoron or just a moron?
How many do you have? You don't have to tell me.
How many can we expect? Like, because I know there's a lot of fans out there. They are going to compare this to the Rumble. There's no way not to. So they're expecting, there's got to be at least a couple of big surprises that's going to be like, oh, wow. We have
more than one, less than 20.
Okay, that's a good
number. That's fair.
Okay.
It's a good number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be the surprises are kind of different, you know? There's going to be people in there that are from other companies that's never been here before.
Rey Mysterio is number 20, which is crazy.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Surprise. That'd be pretty
nice. He's going to get booed out of the building because he's not Daniel Bryan.
Exactly.
Is Daniel Bryan coming?
I cannot confirm or deny who's going
to
be there.
He wouldn't be able to pass the Missouri physical. No, wait. Yes, he would.
Yes,
he's like, able to pass every
He very
other
much
physical.
Would.
Yes.
With a lot of other great matches on that show, too. I mean, of course, the Riot match itself is the main event. It's the big show. But some of those matches on there are incredible. Ace Hawkins versus Gregory Iron.
Yeah, there you go. Got it
with
right.
No
S. Yeah. A lot of people are really excited to see, to see and meet Greg.
Yeah. Is there going to be a meet and greet for them?
He's going to do the in-ring photos, around the ring photos cool. for everybody. He's going to be doing that.
Because we had I don't know if I mentioned this on a show. I think I mentioned it on Facebook. But there's a special needs group that comes in here every mm-hmm. week. And I've known them for a long, long time. Everyone's great. Three or four, actually, huge CCW fans. Mm-hmm. And one actually has cerebral palsy. Mm-hmm. And he last time was here, which was about a week ago, came in and said, you know who you should get in CCW? Because I think that I am bigger in CCW than I really am. So, like, you Perception. Know who you should get in That's CCW? Right. Mm-hmm. And I was like, who's that? He's like, Gregory Iron. He has the same thing I have. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, he's actually going to be at our next show. And he lit up. I've never seen someone so happy in my life.
That's
he
awesome.
Was so excited.
I mean, the feedback that we've got from that, and because we have a lot of fans around the area that suffer from, you know, different issues and problems. And when he comes in and the hope that he gives to guys, is pretty incredible. I shared his story on Facebook, a few times actually. And, you know, from, I don't know if you've seen it when Punk came out.
Don't show it to
and,
me.
Yeah, when CM Punk came out and then just cut the promo for him and he's sitting up there crying in the corner. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
You know, if
that's the whole reason you get into the bit. That's the reason we like being in this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This around
it's
this
like
industry.
It's like that Stride show that Dalton and I went to with the little girls in front of us just mm-hmm. losing their minds the entire time. It's just like, yes, this is like.
That's the good
that's
stuff.
What made,
that's like
yeah.
some of the most fun I've had watching a show was just watching them be right. so excited about it.
Because that used to be us. When CCW first started, it was us in the front row. We cheered the loudest. We wanted to cheer the loudest. We wanted to get everybody into it. And for us now, that we don't have to do it, to watch everyone else just do it because everyone
we still
loves it
do,
so much.
Because it's fun.
Well, yeah.
We try
but
to
we
get
don't a- have to.
Well, that's what I told a lot of the guys. You look at it and you see these people, they dress like you for Halloween. Mm-hmm. They come dressed up to show for you. They cheer for you. They make signs for you. That's pretty dedicated and pretty yeah. cool. And I told Lane the other day, referee Lane, I told him that I think we have the best referees in all
By
of
far.
Wrestling. Yeah. And everybody's different. Everybody's cool. They all bring something different to the table. And the fans, our fans are the best.
Yes.
I was talking to the lady, the owner of Eden Spa today when we went in there and we started talking about everything. She's like, I was really surprised. Like, we're kind of way different than a wrestling crowd type of deal. You know, we're a spa. And mm-hmm. soon as I left that night, I sold like three or four packages that people went and bought online. And that's the thing. Our fans, they see that a company supports us. So they'll support that company. You may have seen it here at Gaming Grounds. I mean,
many times.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a perfect relationship. And to put on a show, it makes me, I think that's why I'm really, really excited about the Super Show and every show that I put on is the joy that we're going to bring to the crowd and their reactions. To stand out there and to hear the reactions when something happens mm-hmm. Is the best feeling in the world to me. That I remember the very first show when Brandon won the championship and he turned heel and to hear that. That pop, the gasp, like, oh, what's he doing? You know, and these right. people didn't even know Brandon then. They just cheered him all night, and then he turned out to be a bad guy. Just to hear that reaction, it does something to you that's a lot different than being in the ring mm-hmm. or just any other thing I've ever done. Wrestling, I've done a lot of stuff. So it's way different, a different emotion, a different high right. from doing that.
It's an incredible feeling.
Yeah.
And then not only do we have One Night Riot, which again, great matches. I think we mentioned a couple. We mentioned the rest real quick. Sarah Summers versus Diamond Doll. for the women's title.
Super excited for that.
Very excited for that. Yeah. A lot of support in the chat tonight for Sarah Summers, the hashtag Sarah Summers. That's great.
Summertime.
To see. Summertime, yeah.
Because that was the thing where it's like
before Allie co-opted.
I saw her backstage.
That wasn't me.
And I just thought she was like, I just thought she was there with Billy to like hang out.
Mm-hmm.
Like it never even occurred to me that she was like that. Like she was going to get involved in the show just because it was just like, hey, I was just excited. Like, oh, my friend's here. I mm-hmm. like so. And then whenever she ran out and made the save, like I lost my mind. I was like, oh, it's Sarah. She's like, oh, yay. I was so excited.
I was backstage with her and we were watching the match together and she's just staring at the curtain intently. Mm-hmm. And I was like, so what are you doing? She's like, oh, I'm going to do a run in at the end.
Yeah. It's like the women's. Really, we've had four women in here that's constantly wrestled between Diamond Doll, Sarah, Nikki, and a little bit Marnie.
Five women.
Five, technically, so I guess. Those guys, and I was talking to Megan about this. I remember doing the panel back at the last Super Show, and the little girl standing up and talking about the women's championship, mm-hmm. how much you want to see that. We have no idea what we do for those people. You know, they could have a really crappy day or a really crappy life, and we change that. So it's really cool that we can do something like that and reach people's lives. We don't even realize it.
Yeah. So on the surface, people look in and go, oh, it's just wrestling.
Yeah.
But it's not. No. It's so much more. Right.
And that's just to kind of tie back into like to the Sarah and Diamond Doll match, it's really great to see Diamond Doll back because like she kind of dropped off and was going through all those health issues, mm-hmm. which like she's probably like she's one of the people that we don't know like
a lot,
like a lot.
She finally added me on Facebook. It's 2 years almost.
but it's just something like because we hadn't really seen her a lot, and she was mostly around before we really got involved with CCW.
Yeah,
but it's just like it's super great to see just.
Yeah,
her come back and then like immediately do so well
for those women and sometimes their matches get overlooked because you know you've got other guys going out there and they're killing it and the women are going out there doing the same thing, but it can get overlooked sometimes. But
there's still a lot of fans that
I mean, and that's just the way wrestling is. I mean, you're gonna have people that are like you said that don't even care about it,
right?
You know, but the work that all four of those women have done in CCW is incredible. I mean, they have carried a division and grew that where there's probably more fans today than there has ever been for the women there.
Yeah.
You know, Megan has fans everywhere and she doesn't even realize they don't care about me. No, they care about you. Look at them.
I messaged her the other day, that same group that had come in. I don't know if she told you, but then when they came in, they were all looking at the posters over there. They were asking me, what's Little Bit like? What's Little Bit like? Is she nice? Mm-hmm. And I was like, she's incredible. She's just amazing. Like the entire group was obsessed with her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They love her. And the same thing, like Sarah went from being very hated to very loved now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and
Billy's sister.
Yeah. Billy's sister. You got Farmers Only, you know, all the songs.
That was a good one. I do remember that one. Yes.
Yeah. You're going from all that to where, you know, they're chanting Sarah.
That ovation she got, like, after Billy turned on her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was, like, that's, that, like, that, I mean, that was, like,
that's you one know, of those
that
moments we were talking about.
That won the moment of the year, but that also was legitimately, like, one of my favorite moments that CCW has done. Jeez, just because that? Of how.
I'm scared tonight, man.
Just, like, her performance after, mm-hmm. and just.
The fake tears that like, were so real that the referees were like, are you okay?
Right.
Yeah. It's pretty, you know, like I said, that whatever happens in the future of CCW, it's and in the women's division was paved by them,
right?
Mm-hmm. And what's happening there, and I think all of them are going to be around for a long time. Maybe not. Well, of course, Nikki with the injuries, I think that she is for the most part
officially retired.
Yeah, and it's you know I asked her to come back for the last run, and it's kind of my fault. But I mean, accidents happen. But you know, she put a lot of work on her and Megan's match. For the championship, is still one of the best matches that we ever had here. Like it's probably in the top 10, just one-on-one matches that we've had. And a lot of people don't even think about it. But when you go back there and watch that match, man, they were killing. They were throwing each other into the poles. There was a, you know, the sidewalk slam from the top rope. Yeah. I mean, it was back and forth. It was great. And you know, it's really, really hats off to them for the work that they put in and how they've made this.
That was something that I kind of had a better appreciation for when we recorded tonight's episode of Chaos on Monday, because mm-hmm. I really enjoyed Little Bit and Diamond Doll from Cage Chaos, mm-hmm. but it's something that didn't, I don't think I really noticed just how much storytelling they did with the leg.
Yeah.
Because it was that 100%. Thing where it's I knew that was part of a match, but it until having to actually call it, mm-hmm. I was like, oh no, yeah, that was the match of and her constantly just, okay, that's her main weapon. So she still is using the leg, even though it's hurting her more, and it's
so much psychology in that match. So such a good story that you don't see in some matches. You know, they told a great story in that, and mm-hmm. I'm excited to see Diamond Doll go up against Sarah. Yeah. I really want Sarah to win the title because I love Sarah, and I don't know Diamond Doll that well. You know,
right. It's not. We're not saying this as a slight against Diamond Doll, but I have not had dinner at her house.
Yeah,
she hasn't cooked for me before.
Diamond Doll didn't introduce me to the Fella Twins.
She doesn't. Yeah, exactly.
Diamond Doll just disses me. She just
the Fella Twins gonna be in the riot.
He can't confirm nor deny that. Also on the show, SB is gonna be there.
Yes,
SB will be wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if what we'll say about that, but he'll be there.
What can we say about that, Jason?
He'll be there from
SP's wrestling.
Also, I'm trying. There was another. What was the other match? Oh God, Van the Man Van Horn versus Sexy Sarge O'Reilly. Yeah. Match
hair
four.
Versus hair.
Okay,
hair
so versus hair. This is the question that I've been wanting to ask since this got announced. Who made the decision that it's going to be hair versus hair? Because clearly that's something you have to get. Permission. I would assume you can't just book someone in that match and then be like,
especially
oh yeah, by
Van.
The way, you're losing your hair.
Especially Van,
no,
he has that nice hair.
I can
kind of
do whatever I want. That's the thing. The fans kind of wanted, I remember Sarge, hey, whatever type of match you guys want, we'll do it,
were legitimately messaging me for the next 2 days. I got so many messages from random people and fans going, hey, Sarge pointed at you. I want this match. I'm like, I'll pass that along to Jason. And before I even had a chance, it was announced as hair versus hair. So I was like, well, pressure's off me. Good.
There you go. So it worked out really well. Like I said, those two, their feud, they may not ever end.
I said, this is going to be the entire year. This is a lock almost for feud of the year for next year, probably.
Yeah, there's a good chance of it.
are they doing where the shaving will be done in the ring, after the match?
We're actually bringing in James Mitchell to shave whoever's head.
Okay, you say that as a joke, but if you actually bring in James Mitchell, I'm going to need 45 minutes. To just be able to can I ride with you to get him?
Oh, okay.
You
like James Mitchell?
I actually really do.
Okay.
That was my favorite. That was my favorite version of Abyss was with
Father James Mitchell.
Father James Mitchell.
Yeah. What was his name in WWE or was it WCW? Because what was he before that?
It was WCW.
It was WCW because he had
Glacier and not Glacier but Mortis.
Mortis and Wrath.
Wrath. Yeah.
Oh, it was. It's gonna drive me crazy.
Vanderbeek?
No,
that's Dawson.
I'm pretty sure it was James Van something.
The man Van Horn.
Van Horn, that's what it was.
Hold on now.
So we have Van Horn versus Sexy Sarge, and then I think that's it, and then the One Night Riot, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Did we get the tag team match on there?
Tag team championship.
Yeah. And then there's a tag championship, Mikey and Marco. Marco had a concussion at the last show.
Yep.
And if you watch that episode of Chaos, mm-hmm. and you see the promo that he cut after it, you can kind of tell he's a little flighty.
See, but it's the thing where it's like you really, it makes Daryl Van Horn.
That doesn't sound right.
Ring names. Daryl Van Horn, Father James Mitchell, James Mitchell, James Vandenberg.
Vandenberg.
Jim Mitchell and the Sinister Minister.
Close.
Yeah, James Vandenberg. Yeah.
But it's that thing too where...
He named the theater after him.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, yeah. Vandenberg. The Vandenberg Theater. But now it's named after Marco.
Yeah.
knowing that he's concussed, it kind of makes sense, but just watching that promo, it just seems like he's super intense. He just went through a friggin' crazy match.
Grueling match.
Yeah.
And that tag match is gonna be crazy. Mikey and Marco could be the most batshit insane popular tag team in forever. More popular than Roscoe and Lisa. I think there's potential.
No, I mean, honestly, I think where Mikey is now is more popular than what Roscoe and Lisa is. And I'm not saying that as a knock towards.
Because they were great.
To him or Zach or them working together. But just
M&M. Oh, no, M&M. We can't use that name.
I think someone else is using it.
Yeah.
Or they used it.
It's a candy.
No, that was M&M. If you do M and M.
That's a candy. You can't do that especially.
No, I'll just spell out the name.
And they do that little and symbol. We'll just
spell out the A and M. That's fine. But Mikey is easily one of the most popular wrestlers at CCW.
As is Marco.
And then Marco, especially now that, like, it's not that it's okay to cheer Marco because, like, that clearly never stopped people. Mm-hmm. But I think him actually, like, embracing the fans and instead of being, you know, crazy antagonistic. Because he was also really good at kind of, like, turning the people who were wanting to cheer him against him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so for him to just embrace it kind of
backstage that he sings out loud. We can't mention on the air. All right, we got to get out of here. We're way past time. We're at an hour and 20. We're trying not to break the record Brandon set.
Which broke the record that Justin set.
So I missed the Brandon episode, but was it just like one of his Facebook Live videos?
Yes.
Okay.
We didn't say a thing.
So it was about an hour
and
a half.
He talked for 2 hours.
Yeah.
About nothing. You know?
Seinfeld.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say anything poor about that, man.
It's the promo about nothing. Yeah, you got to face him this Saturday. All right, so this Saturday, One Night Riot, you still get tickets, kpwrestling.com. A few left.
For the, well, 24 hours.
Yeah,
I was going to say, if you're listening to this.
Less than that now.
Yeah.
Yeah, when this airs.
106 minutes.
5 o'clock on Thursday. No. 5 o'clock on Thursday, the 22nd is the cutoff date, but tickets will be available at the door.
Right. Yes. And we may, I don't know, I'll try to maybe see if we can get some tickets for the Marco meet and greet, because I have people that come in during that and ask for tickets.
Oh, okay.
So if there's any way I could get some.
Yeah, I'll
maybe
talk to.
Maybe just 10, 20, you know?
Kenny Murph. And
yes.
See what we can do.
KM. We're going to see about getting him back on the show again to talk about Comic-Con. We did that last year, and I thought that was a fun show.
Yeah, so that's the first time we ever did a show at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So it should be good.
Once again, One Night Riot this Saturday. Don't forget to meet and greet with Marco and Sarge at 1 o'clock here at Gaming Grounds. It's going to be a fantastic show. It always is, and this show especially. A lot of hype surrounding it. I can't wait to see what happens.
Oh yeah. It's going to be good.
We got to get out of here. I want to thank Jason for coming on the show tonight. I want to thank Jackson for hanging out with us over there, and of course Ali, Asa, and Dalton. We will see you guys tomorrow for Podzilla After Dark, and it'll be a lot of fun. Asa, hit us with those
Get Well Soon, Barry.
Yeah, we love yes, of course, Barry.
I was actually going
to. You can actually go to getwellbarry.com and submit a picture of your own ass.
I don't think that's true.
I took that picture.
Yeah, again, thanks to Tom, two for two, for seeing his ass post-surgery.
Many times over, too, because people retweeted it.
Facebook.com/Podzilla1985. Give us a like there. We try to be as interactive as possible, so... Podzilla1985.com to listen to any of the back episodes, including what we our interview with Jerry Lynn that we did, that over two hour episode that we did with Brandon. You can go back and check that out.
And Justin almost.
And Justin.
I also just real quick want to mention youtube.com. Go there, check out.
I was going to include that.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, I'll let you do it then.
YouTube.com. We have never gotten a confirmation on what the actual URL is, but you can just search Cape Championship Wrestling.
It's the only one that'll pop up. You'll know it, baby.
Subscribe to the YouTube channel. New episodes get posted every Wednesday night. Go to patreon.com/Podzilla1985. Any little bit helps. Anytime we have to. Anytime we get to upgrade any kind of equipment that we need,
listen to Nerd Up.
That's Jesse's laptop. That will not come out of the Patreon budget at all. But,
unless we get a computer specifically for.
Right. But the soundboard may be getting replaced pretty soon. And we are almost entirely reliant on fans like you. So
we're like PBS.
Legitimately, any little bit helps. And then also capewrestling.com. What?
So we're like PBS, and he's
Fred Rogers.
I know him as Mr. Rogers because I have respect.
Well, Jason's
because
on a first
Mr. Rogers
basis.
Taught me respect.
Jason's got him on his phone right now. You want to call him?
Oh, does he follow you on Twitter?
Does he got that Samsung Ouija too? KWrestling.com.
He's dead.
It's okay.
Well,
I'll explain
that.
It later.
What? What just happened to my life?
Happy Rusev Day.
That's it. Happy Rusev Day. Good night, everybody.